The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this half hour, we have our friends from Avalon HR. We have Chip Wood in the house. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing. And Kirk Waters, who's Business Development. Stacy's not here. I missed my girl. So we'll have to do a shout out to Stacy.
She's the benefits manager. She had some personal things that she needed to take care of.
How dare she?
I know. Once in a while,
you're on.
Okay.
Once in a while, life gets in the way of business.
It does.
Yeah, so, I understand. So for someone perhaps that doesn't know y'all, Avalon HR has been a regular on the Pep Talk show for a couple of years now, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do, who you are, because there might be someone that's tuning in this morning that's in need of some HR services and is doing some shopping. So what differentiates you from other companies?
Well, Kirk, I'll let you handle that.
Yeah. I mean, we're a professional employer organization, which PEO. People in our industry don't know what PEO means a lot of times, but
some of them can't even spell it.
That's right. The professional employer organization. And what that means is we help you with all those tasks related to employees that you really don't have time to handle.
They're non-productive.
Exactly.
They don't do anything.
You're taking, in a lot of cases, billable time away from your business to handle these administrative type of tasks related to payroll, human resources, workers' compensation, unemployment taxes, all these different things that you're spending 10 to 15 hours a week on as a business owner or a senior level manager, and we can help get those off your plate so you can spend that time back in your business. It's really just doing what you do best and outsourcing the rest to us when it comes to your employees.
And that's critical for small businesses especially.
It is. I mean, it's pretty alarming if you're a small business and you don't use a PEO, keep a little log through the week and see how much time you're spending every day or over the course of a week on tasks related to HR. Now, some of those, you know, you're going to have to spend time with your employees. There's some things you're going to have to do. But those that are, just look at it and see what that total is and then say, golly, what can I offload to Avalon HR with the services they do that would really make a difference in my business and freeing me up to do some other things.
And one of the things that you've mentioned in the past is the fact that the legal issues that surround HR are constantly changing, it seems like. It's
always
very hard to keep
always
up.
And I always talk about the compliance issues, making sure you're in total compliance with state and federal laws, because they change constantly. You never know what's, you know, out there. And that's our job, is to keep up with all of that. And sometimes, you know, we have to research things constantly to make sure that we are still on the forefront of everything that goes on. And we do a good job of that. So if you're questioning whether or not your business practices or your best practices are in line with what's going on today, you need to give us a call and we can help you out with that. If nothing else, just have a conversation. There's no obligation for that.
Right.
We love to. Kirk and I talk to businesses all the time.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we really like, is because we get to see and talk about different types of businesses. And a lot of times business owners, they have a real good widget, but they don't have any idea how to do their taxes and when is this due, when is that due. And you can get in some serious, serious fines and some serious trouble if you miss these deadlines. So it would help to give us a call, 850-475-1555. Be happy for you to stop by. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. So we're local. I mean, true local.
And we answer the phone when you call. If you're calling us in normal business hours and you call, you know, you're going to get Janet, you're going to get Keely, you're going to get Pam, you're going to, I mean, one of us is going to answer the phone when you call. And that is a huge deal.
It is a huge deal.
I challenge you. When is the last time? I was visiting a future client. He's going to come on with us in the fall last week at his restaurant over in Navarre. And as we were sitting there, the whole time in 30, 35 minutes that I was there, we were just having lunch. He was on the phone hold with AT&T trying to get some service. And I'm not bashing them. It's just, you know, he was on the phone with a national phone company and, mm-hmm. and trying to get some answers about a new phone system that he had installed. Because there's no local people to talk to. There's not even any local number or office that you can go in for this particular need.
Right.
And it's just the business model that companies are going to more and more. Our owners say that's not the way we want to do business.
Well, it makes a difference having that relationship, which you're relationship builders.
Right.
One of the most frustrating things that personally to me is when I call somebody to get something done and I go through this just whole litany of different numbers. Push 2, four, push 6.
Such a nightmare.
And I just don't want any part of that. I just don't want any part of that. And I don't feel like our clients and or our prospects want to go through that. If you want to speak to me or Kirk, just give us a call, 850-475-1555, and Keely will answer the phone generally, and she'll put you right through to us.
And if you're a client that you know we talk to on a regular basis, you've got our cell phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach out and call us on our cell phone numbers if you need to.
Because things happen.
They do.
Yes.
And if you're a small, and you know what, we've talked about this before. I think Chip and I come at it from a place that we understand small business because we've owned a small business.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know, you know, there's 10 things going on. And when I get this incident I need help with, I want to pick up the phone and get an answer right now. I don't want to have to wait an hour, 2 hours. Some of them say their service level agreements are, we'll get back to you with an answer within 24 hours or 48 hours. That's not why you called us. You called us to get an answer right now.
Yeah, sometimes it's more immediate than that. Absolutely. Yeah.
It really is. And like Kirk pointed out, both his business cards and mine both have our cell phone numbers on them. My phone, it's not unusual for my phone to ring on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Businesses are open on Saturdays.
Yeah. Well, and you know, what's one of the things I don't understand about some, and this is a pet peeve of mine, a lot of local businesses, you need to open and stay open when you have folks shopping.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of businesses that I've noticed, they're just strictly open when it's convenient for them. And that's a bad formula, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. It's, and there, you know, we have to be aware of we want to be the best option that you have. There are other people in our space that do the similar services, but they don't do it the way Avalon HR does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them aren't really even located here.
Right.
The majority of the PEOs that you find in our vicinity, they're all based in Sarasota, Bradenton. And yes, they have a local representative here, but if you need something done, it's coming out of Sarasota or Bradenton.
Yeah.
And whereas we can do something now, today, this minute.
Yep.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends at Avalon HR. Chip is here, and along with Kirk, and we're talking about the services they provide. So if you have a question, maybe something you've been wondering about, text it in this morning. They are our experts, 850-437-1620. So talk a little bit more about some of the services that you do provide, because you manage benefits as well, payroll, so many different things.
401Ks.
401Ks.
We do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you know, when you're working with a company like us or working with Avalon HR, you get the benefit of being a part of a larger group. So it could be benefits where we offer a full array from medical and dental and vision and all the associated benefits if you need a cancer policy or you want an accident policy or something like that. Health insurance. I mean, all the types of insurances that you could go out and get on the open market. Disabilities, things like that. We offer as a group through Avalon HR. So not only do we offer them, but we administer them. And that's a big deal, because if you're a business owner, you're trying to go out and get these policies, you've got three or four different companies coming into you. You don't have that time to sit there and go through all. We bring you everything, say, okay, here's what you can do. You can pick and choose. These are what we offer. And you know, we can set up your 401k, as Chip said. I mean, all those things are there for you. Workers' compensation is a really big deal. And,
yes.
and I'm working with a prospect right now, and we were having this conversation yesterday. She said, you guys brought things to the table related to workers' comp, or at least explained them to us in ways that nobody else we talked to did. And we encourage people, you know, if you just want to talk to us, great. If you want to kind of shop around a little, that's okay, because we know where we're going to come out because of the way that we do things. And it makes a big difference. You know, we brought them options. Here's a great option through our master plan where we administer everything for you. Here's another option for you that you might look at if you want some of these other types of dividends or something in workers' compensation. And she said, those are options that no one else brought to us. We really appreciated the expertise that you guys showed, and the fact that Chip and I, our responsibility is to grow business that makes sense, not to go out and pressure people like you're walking on the lot and trying to, you know, we know it's got timing issue. It's got to be the right time for you. Yeah. And they appreciate that we are not pushing you all the time.
Pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a soft sell, if you will. Because our product, I like to think anyway, sells itself. I mean, we're saving you time. We're saving you energy. We're saving you money. And when we say saving money, you have to look at this for the long road. We're not trying to get rid of any of your help. We don't want you to get rid of your controller. We don't want you to get rid of your bookkeeper. None of those things are necessary, which sometimes when we go into a prospect and talk to them, you can see the looks around the room and everybody's going, am I going to
panic?
Am I going to lose my job? No. If anything, we need you more and more, because now we need somebody that understands what we do on the inside to help administer what we're putting in place. And it works out really good. Then they're freed up without the burdens of being responsible, because the whole idea is the transfer of liabilities.
Right.
We are now liable.
Okay, talk about that a little bit.
We are IRS certified. We are ESAC certified. We even have our own IRS representative, which is a scary thought. But but it is good, because we have an advocate that understands what we do. And if a client of ours has a tax question or problem, we can get it answered for them pretty quick, a lot faster than they can.
Because you have your own representative.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right.
And we're, you know, we have internal audits on our finances and what, you know, we're paying the right tax, we're collecting the right things, we're paying the right taxes, we're doing all these things. If you're IRS certified, which less than, was it about 10% or
15-20%
of PEOs, 700-800 PEOs in the country carry that IRS certification, you're audited by outside auditors to make sure that you're doing all those things right as well. So it's a checks and balances type of thing to make sure, number one, we're financially sound, we're doing the right things we're supposed to be doing with the funds we're collecting from you, and not putting you in a bind if something happens. And you know, the big question to ask, if ask your PEO, if you're with someone now, are you IRS certified? And if they're not, ask them why not. You know, that's important. Are you going to use
it? It's very important.
Yeah.
If something were to happen, something were to happen on your taxes, if your taxes were paid a day late, which can amount to some terrible fines, if that were to happen, you're not responsible. We are. Now, that's never happened in our situation, but if it did happen, you're well more than covered.
And it does happen to small business owners, because they have a ton of things going
on.
And they've missed that quarterly filing or whatever.
Right.
And
all
payroll
of a sudden tax. I used to do that every time. And I'd sneak up on me. I'd have it on my calendar like 2 days ahead of time to remind myself.
Right. Because if you're an hour late, if you're an hour late, there's no forgiveness penalty here. They just go right for the juggler.
Yeah. Also, something that you have too that is, to me, makes a difference is you are involved with the profession. You're involved with some of the professional organizations. Talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah.
Because that gives you more credentials and credibility, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
It does. The main lobbying group, I guess, national group for PEOs is NAPEO, which is National Association of PEOs. And it's a great resource for PEOs to be able to find out everything that's going on within the industry. They have a staff, huge staff up in Washington that keeps up with everything going on as far as laws as you go. If you're not a member of NAPEO, I don't know how they can do that. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. We're also, you know, we're also a member of a lot of local organizations,
correct,
which really means a lot. The Chambers of Commerce and various organizations around. And, you know, we really try and keep our finger on the pulse of Pensacola, mm-hmm, so that we know what's happening around here as well. But being affiliated with these national organizations, these regional and local organizations, really gives us a great deal of knowledge and a great leg up on serving our clients.
It really makes a difference. Yep. And also being experts on the local.
Yep.
Yes.
On the
local chambers
economy.
Here do a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. They do a great, great job. Navarre Chamber, Pensacola Chamber, Gulf Breeze Chamber, Pensacola Beach.
I got to mention Pensacola Beach. Yeah. I'll get in trouble.
No, Santa Rosa County. Right? I mean,
Santa Rosa County. But they're all great. Yeah. Great, mm-hmm, chamber. Perdido Chamber. You know, we've done their payroll for, many years.
Mm-hmm. But
you're also an advocate for your businesses.
Absolutely.
As well.
Sure.
I know that you've gone to Washington, I believe, a couple times, and you're advocating on behalf of HR and businesses, and I find that very credible as well.
We have to stay on the forefront because we can't get behind the curve. If we get behind the curve, then how can we explain to a client all the latest and greatest that's going on? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of new legislative things that are happening. You know, we're looking at the taxation on tips on people's wages.
Overtime.
We're looking at...
Yeah, that's going to be a big change, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, we're going to see if it actually comes to fruition. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
through the House, I guess. We got to see about this.
Yeah, we'll have to see the rest of it.
Yeah, we'll know soon.
Yeah. And I'm curious how that's going to affect the employer's tip credits. So... I'm not too sure how many employers really understand what the tip credit is. If you have a restaurant, you know, you can take a personal taxation deduction for the tips that your employees pay. And,
right.
And the whole idea behind the tip credit to begin with was that the government was trying to give the owners of restaurants the incentive to report the tips to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for the income tax.
Right.
For the income tax. Yeah. So now if that potentially goes away, how is that going to affect the owner's tip credits?
Yeah.
The
credit is on the FICA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the matching 7.65% that and you as a Florida restaurant owner especially, you can get 100% of the FICA you pay on your employees' tips back at the end of the year as a dollar for dollar credit on your taxable responsibility.
So that can be
a hefty amount of money when you have 100 employees.
Especially if you have large restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really super large restaurants.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, we had one that we were looking at over on 30A, and it was over $100,000 a year credit that they didn't even know about.
Wow.
They didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
A lot of... And this is not disparaging any accounting firm at all, but a lot of accountants aren't familiar with this tax credit.
Interesting, yeah.
And whereas that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We know these things. We know what WOTC is and work opportunity tax credits, which is another tax credit that business owners can take. I mean, there's a lot of things that sometimes a little self-education is good when it comes to the bottom line.
And they'll say, well, I don't have time to go through all that. WOTC, as an example, Work Opportunity Tax Credit, can be a little cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
There's forms to fill out. There's things you have to ask your employer. You know, it's very difficult to administer that. And so they say, I just don't have time for what I could potentially get back. Well, guess what? If you use Avalon HR, you don't have to do anything. We handle it at onboarding. We file for the credits if they're there. And then there's a very small portion that our vendor will keep, 20%. Mm-hmm. But you're getting 80% of a credit you weren't getting anything.
That you didn't even know.
Yeah. That's great.
So we make that easy for you. Same thing on the FICA. You know, mm-hmm. We'll handle that. give you all, everything that you need to be able to declare that at the end of the year and just hand it to your accountant and say, hey, look at this credit I've got. Mm-hmm. Take this off my tax liability.
Incredible. So we're talking with Avalon HR. So your number and website again
is area code 850-475-1555. And you can ask for myself or Kirk. And we'd love to talk to you. Or if you want to drop by 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola.
And is there a fee for an initial consultation?
Absolutely
not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And you know, if you want to keep up with some of the things that we post related to the industry, we try and do that on a regular basis. We just put up a great video on our LinkedIn page, Avalon HR, and our website is avalonhr.com. But you can go up there, and it's really about it's put out by NAPEO, the National Association of PEOs. It's about a minute and a half that really explains what a PEO can do for your business.
Oh, okay.
And that's on LinkedIn. So go in there, take a look at it. You know, you could reach out to us through LinkedIn if you hit it there, or like Chip said, you know, call us, come by the office, or go to the website.
Well, we've got a few minutes left. Is there anything that you haven't mentioned this morning that you'd like to touch on?
Well, let's see. There's so many things that go. There's so many things that go on in our day-to-day business life. Well, one of the things that Stacy usually likes to hit on is some of the HR things that are coming up and some of the rules and regulations that are changing on that. How you report your 401ks, when they must be reported. And the Schedule Ks and all of these different things that go into this, make sure you don't miss those deadlines either.
Right.
Right.
So those are just some of the little things, but they can add up to big things if you're not careful.
And if you're starting to look at your budgeting for next year as a business, you're starting to look at those line
items.
Some are,
July. A lot of them are from July to June. So.
Yeah. Well, remember, September 30th, we've got our next round of increases in minimum wages coming
that's
up.
Right. Oh,
so
that's right.
Not only just hourly employees, but
tipped wages
will go up as well from, what, $9.98 to $10.98, I think, on tipped wages.
And, yes.
And keep that in mind. Take a look at it and see, because, you know, if you're planning on using your same hourly wages you're using today, you're going to be off by with those increases. And those increases will take effect at, what, September 30th, I think, is what they did last year.
Okay, yeah. So you can help with budgeting, those kinds of things, keeping the businesses aware of the changes. Yep. All that information, it's hard to keep up with when you're running a business.
Right.
It is. And so, I mean, constantly, you know, we're having to change labor posters and things like that to make sure that everybody has the proper.
Those.
I'll tell you, if the Department of Labor comes in, that's the first thing they go for.
Yep.
I heard someone did share with me how they got in trouble because they didn't have their poster visible enough.
Visible, yep.
It was kind of behind the copy machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but if it's not up to date and current, now there's a little leeway on that, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that they can pick up a quick fine if they go in there and check that and nobody has brought a new one in or whatever. If you're looking for a new poster, just give me a call. I'll bring one over to you.
Rush it over.
Sure.
Okay. I had a question from a listener. What size business is too many employees for a PO?
That's too big?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We've got companies that have 200 employees. So that's
and I've seen them bigger than that.
And we've got them bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Had them bigger than that.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue.
You know, a lot of people think, well, I've got an HR department. I don't need a PEO. But really, ask an HR professional, what are the two or three things, four or five things that you would like to do if you had the time?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, three or four. I got like 9 or 10 I'd like to address. But they can't because of all the transactional type of things. So even if you're a 200-employee company that has an HR department, there's still great value in using a PEO, using Avalon HR, because we can free those internal people up to be handling other tasks
that
would be
productive.
More beneficial, productive tasks within your company.
I've always said doing payrolls within a company is a non-productive function.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't put any money on the bottom line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't save you. And they say, well, you know, we don't have to pay you. We can do it ourselves. Well, what's that worth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your time worth?
What are you paying?
What's your time worth? And, you know, I've had business owners tell me, well, I do it myself. Oh, so your time is worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, we are about out of time here. So one more time, how people can reach you.
Give us a call, 850-475-1555. or stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32502.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you both. Chip Wood is here today along with Kirk Waters. We missed our girl Stacy, but she'll be back next time.
She'll be back.
Yep. All right. Avalon HR, thank you so much for all you do for the community. And we will be back with Pep Talk right after the news. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.